The three women started their speaking tour in Washington, D.C. Huda Abu Arqub, a Muslim Palestinian, carried a message from Palestinians to the American people.
Tell the American people that we do not hate them, but we blame them for not taking actions to stop what could be another Native American's tragedy. Tell them that we teach our student to respect the other and respect his rights to live in dignity.
She says she hopes that her speaking tour will enhance the U.S. push for a peaceful settlement of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. She says she also hopes to dispel the notion that Palestinians are violent people and to provide insight into how Palestinians must live their lives.
Come and live in the Middle East. Come and live in the West Bank. Cross the checkpoint every day. Get humiliated, verbally abused every day, and you will know why.
Abu Arqub says that there are enough peace activists on both sides to lead a different path to settle the conflict. Tal Dor is an Israeli Jew.
Hello.
She serves on the board of Zokrot, an association that promotes what it considers a realistic view of Israel's history. She became active in introducing what she calls the historical facts after realizing that what Israelis consider a war of independence, Palestinians call the catastrophe or Nakba.
When I met Palestinians for the first time, I was 23 and I heard the word Nakba. And I said, what's that? I didn't know what it means. I didn't know that there is another narrative for the War of Independence, because I was told that the land was vacant and it was a land without people for a people without land. We didn't do anything wrong. We just needed a land. And that first acknowledgement, that first eye-opening changed my life.
Dor says that she believes that in spite of Israel's separation wall, peace between Israelis and Palestinians is within reach. She says she hopes that her speaking tour will contribute to educating Americans about how peace activists in Israel are willing to grant Palestinian refugees the right of return. She uses an innovative way to refer to the UN Resolution 194 from 1948.
This is bus ticket, a Resolution 194, and it's actually, it says here, it's valid from the 10th of December 1948, and it has no limitation on time. So basically it's the bus ticket for the right of return.
Both Israelis and Palestinians have suffered for decades from the violent conflict. But Amal Nassar, a Palestinian Christian, says they must learn to coexist. Nassar founded a group called Tent of Nations that advocates nonviolence.
It's very important to talk. I want to make peace with you, but I never talk to you. How I can make peace?
Nassar says she has forged lasting friendships with Israeli peace activists to work together to end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the suffering of both sides. She says peace must start with the young generation.
I want that the young generation of our Palestinian and Israeli to be educated, to lose up, to teach them how to be together, to talk together, in order to achieve peace.
The three women are of three faiths, but they have one shared vision, to advocate a two-state solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It is a solution the U.S. government supports. They say they hope that their speaking tour will get the American public more involved in the push for peace in the Middle East. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA News.